Invention in 1440 of the printing press, invented by a man called Johannes Gutenberg in, we'll say Germany, but as I said, Germany wasn't a country. There were principalities, there were territories, but basically in Germany, the German-speaking part of Central Europe. Now, it's hard to imagine how important the invention of the printing press was to human history. And let's not, just as a little side note, the Chinese had interesting ways of printing as well. It wasn't quite the same as the printing press, but and also in Arab parts of the world, Muslim parts of the world. Nevertheless, a printing press, which then grew to become a machine that could print multiple copies, that was invented in 1440 by Johannes Gutenberg. So try to imagine a world without books. And of course, computers and film and all of that followed much later on. But just try to think of a world without books, without newspapers. So when people wanted to tell other people about things, it was verbal. Of course, people could write, and scribes, as you know, from way back in ancient Egypt and Chaldea, ancient Persia, were very, very important people. The Hebrew Bible had been written down for a very, very long time. Both the Hebrew Bible and the Quran also have an element of being spoken. That's very important to those religions. Whereas the Bible, the New Testament, it was always important to read that, to read the gospel, and it was read out loud to people. And then as the church grew, the language of the church, because it was centered in Rome, was Latin. And so by the time that the printing press was invented in Europe in pretty much the middle of the 15th century, people would go to church pretty much every day, and they'd listen to these Latin prayers, and most of them did not understand what was being said. Even many of the priests didn't understand. The monks, if they weren't well educated, they didn't understand. And there were very few Bibles. They were mostly in Latin, and they were all written out by hand. And the beautiful Book of Kells, made by Irish monks, was in Latin, and again was written out by hand. So because this impulse for freedom started to grow in people's hearts, once the printing press was developed, one of the main book that was printed was the Bible, was the New Testament. And this was considered quite a daring and radical thing, because what it meant was that those people who could read, and there were people who could read the Bible, which they weren't allowed to do. And this was a huge thing. And the next piece that came along was people saying, well, wait a minute. Yes, we want the Bible to be printed, but we want it printed in our own language. We want it in German. We want it in English. We want it in Scots. We want it in French. We want it in Italian. We want it in all the different languages in Europe at that time.